So with regards to Salat al-Istikhara, does one pray it when confused about two matters and wishes to be guided to the one that is better for him, or does he pray it when he has made up his mind about a matter and wishes to be guided away from it if it's good for him? No, he wishes to be guided to it if it's good for him, or away from it if it's bad for him. Therefore, he begins attempting to achieve this thing. Salat al-Istikhara, the sunnah is that you name your choice that you have made after istishara, after seeking counsel, after seeking advice, after researching, seeking help from the servants of Allah with regards to advice. Then you turn to Allah Ta'ala with your decision. And no harm in seeking Allah's help in the beginning, of course, asking Allah, "Oh Allah, show me what is correct." But when it comes to the actual Salat al-Istikhara, then it is two rak'ahs followed by a dua. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Jabir said in the Sahih, he used to teach us the istikhara like he used to teach us a surah from the Quran. He said, when one of you has an important matter, let him make two rak'ahs. Falyarka rak'atain. Then he says, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi ilmik wa astakdiruka bi qudratik wa as'aluka min fadlik al-azim. And to the end of the hadith, O Allah, and he mentions the dua of istikhara, and in it is وَيُسَمِّي حَاجَتَهُ, and he names his need. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي فَاقْدُرْهُ لِي وَيَسِرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ. In that dua he says, Oh Allah, if you know this matter to be good for me, and you can't say here this or that, you have to name one of them, right? If you know this matter to be good for me in my deen and my hereafter, the long term and the short term of my affair, then grant it to me, put blessing in it for me, grant it for me as qadr, make it easy for me, and put blessings in it for me. When kunta ta'lam anna hadha al-amr sharrun li fi deeni wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri fasrifhu anni wasrifni anhu waqdur lil khayra haythu kan thumma radhini bih. And if you know this thing to be bad for me, in my short term, my deen, my hereafter, my short term, my long term, then keep it away from me and keep me away from it, and destine for me the good things, the good thing or the good alternative, wherever it may be, and then make me pleased with it. So in this dua, twice you mention a decision that you have made or that you are making right now with this istikhara. So before you get married, you have a specific girl in mind, you make this Salat al-Istikhara. Before you make any decision that's serious, you make Salat al-Istikhara, and you name the matter that you have made the decision in favor of. And you ask Allah, when you do that, name the woman, name marrying this woman at this time. Name her and name the, you know, name the event, marriage. Then you're asking Allah to put blessing in that marriage if it's for you, to make it easy for you. You're asking Allah to turn that affair away from you if it's not good for you and your deen and your hereafter and so on. So the very dua itself answers this question that you name the decision in your supplication, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. Last question, how long do you wait after praying istikhara to seek the matter out? After making the istikhara, you go straight into that matter. You begin. You don't wait for anything. You don't look for signs of in the sky. You don't look for stars. There are some mushrikun who try to insert this into our practice of Islam. And they say you make istikhara and then you look to the stars. Can you imagine that? Take an issue of tawheed from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then blend it with shirk. Begin your request from Allah with pure tawheed, two rak'ahs just for Allah. Beautiful dua right from the lips of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then you look to the sky for guidance, you look to the stars to see a shooting star or to see the movement of a star to indicate to you, and you go back to the deen of Jahiliyyah after being upon the noble sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I mention that just because I recall people saying things like that, look into the sky in the middle of the night and look for shooting stars or look for something to indicate things to you. La. You act on what you have just decided. If you just made istikhara to get married, then call up the wali of the girl and say, Atlubuha. I want her now. I want to marry her. And if he says, do you want to marry my daughter? I offer her to you. And you say, yes, then you take it. And you get married to this girl. When you find that this girl, that Allah Ta'ala has made her very beautiful, and Allah Ta'ala has made her a pious girl, and Allah has made her loving to you, and Allah Ta'ala has made her affectionate to you, and that she loves you and you love her, then your istikhara has been answered, and Allah Ta'ala has given you what you have asked for, and Allah has blessed you and made it easy for you. And if you find that the girl that you married is totally against you, or that the wali didn't even accept, he doesn't want you to marry the girl, or the girl refuses, or the contract doesn't take place, or the mahar is too high and she won't take anything less, or any number of issues come up and it's outside of your ability to marry her. Not that it doesn't require patience sometimes and persistence, but it's totally out of your ability. Then Allah has answered your istikhara, be happy. That was an evil thing coming to you. And you've asked Allah for protection from that evil thing. And He has accepted your prayer and He has granted you it. And He has diverted a big harm from coming your way through that istikhara. So feel good about the woman that you didn't marry after you made istikhara. Feel good about the thing that didn't work out after you made istikhara to go after it. And consider that Allah Ta'ala has diverted that bad thing from coming to you. And you did not know the evil and the bad things that were involved in it. You only were judging it by a very surface level judgment, by the outward appearance of things, and Allah Ta'ala knows the reality of affairs, and He kept that from you, answering your dua. This way the believer, he's optimistic in every place, in every time, in every occasion. When something is prevented from coming to him, after making istikhara, he says with a clean heart, Alhamdulillah, that harmful thing didn't hit me. And if he gets something and he's happy with it and it works out and it's great, he says, Alhamdulillah, this is the barakah and the taysir. This is the blessing and the ease that I asked Allah for in this affair. And Allah has answered my dua. I must increase my gratitude to Allah. The believer, al-mu'min kulluhu khayr. The mu'min is always in good, optimistic state. May Allah Ta'ala make us true believers. And with that, we'll close for this evening. Hoping that Allah Ta'ala blesses us to come together once again tomorrow night at this time. We bid you well here from Troyd Radio. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته